This was the scene last night outside of an apartment building in Seattle. A young mother named Charlena Lyles was shot to death in her home by police. At least one of her children was nearby. Lyles' relatives are accusing police of not doing enough to de-escalate an encounter with a person known to have mental problems. NPR's Martin Costi is in Seattle, where he's been following this story. And Martin, Charlena Lyles was about 30 years old. She had three kids, and her family, they're saying that she was pregnant. So what do we know about what led to this police shooting?
Well, Audie, this all started with a call for officers to come to take a burglary report. She called them to her apartment to say someone had been in her apartment and stolen some things. Usually just one officer shows up for a call like that, but Sunday morning. But in this case, two showed up, and that's where this case was already kind of different, because she was already in their system as a potential danger to officers. You can get a sense of that when you listen to this audio tape we now have from the dash cam system on their squad cars. The two officers are talking with each other about a previous encounter involving her at this apartment.
Wait, is this the one with, like,
yeah,
the three kids?
Yeah. So this gal, she was the one making all these weird statements about how her and our daughter are going to turn into wolves.
It's kind of hard to hear there. It's a scratchy recording, but they're talking about this previous incident where she was saying bizarre things about turning into a wolf, or her children would turn into wolves. And in that incident, we now know, she also threatened officers at that time with a large pair of scissors. And during that confrontation, apparently the officers drew their weapons. But at that time, this is about 2 weeks ago, they were able to talk her down without shooting her.
So there was a previous confrontation, but now you have police going in, essentially preparing for the possibility of trouble. How come it didn't end as before? Why did it end with Lyles being shot?
Well, that's the pressing question here. This is going to be examined by multiple entities, it should be said. The police department's own Special Force Investigation Team, then something called the Office of Professional Accountability, and there may even be a county coroner's inquest here. And what they're going to be looking at most likely here is whether the officers had a chance to de-escalate the situation, whether they had the time or the space to do it. If you listen to this audio, there's some indication that they may not have had a lot of time. So far, what you hear when you kind of listen to the part where they're now at the apartment, they're taking the report, things seem to have changed tone very abruptly. She's talking to them very normally about what got stolen. She mentions a stolen Xbox. There's this 4-second pause, and then you hear a commotion. You hear her say, "You ready?" She uses an expletive to presumably address the officers, and you hear the cops react.
"We need help. We have one officer.
Hey, get back!
At that point, there's a commotion here. We're not going to play the whole thing because it contains the sound of the gunfire that killed her, but there's this increasing sort of escalation in tone. Get back, and they shoot her.
It's also not clear whether she actually attacked the officers, right?
We don't know anything about her stance, about what she did with the knife that she supposedly was holding. The police have not described the knife in any detail. We do know that there may have been children present. We hear their voices in the background, or at least one child's voice. It's not clear, though, how that may have influenced their decision on whether to de-escalate or how to handle the situation.
Martin, you've reported on the Seattle police before, in part because they've been in a process of reform, one of federally monitored consent decree. So how does that affect what's going on here?
Well, they're going to be looking at this very closely because this is what it was all about. This whole process for Seattle started when a elderly Native man was shot for holding a knife downtown. Now we have this situation again, someone holding a knife with cognitive problems. It'll be looked at closely.
That's NPR's Martin Costi in Seattle. Martin, thank you.
You're welcome.